Mrs. Lizzie often talked to herself. She had lived alone ever since her mother died 15 years before. While she put water in the coffee machine, her eyes wandered around the kitchen. Then she saw the cobweb on the ceiling. "Dear me, this won't do," she said. "Not in my kitchen." "It certainly is a particularly handsome cobweb, but it has no business here." She wrapped her floor cloth round her broom and brushed the cobweb down. As she was about to shake out the floor cloth, she stopped in surprise. "No," she said. "I don't believe it. This doesn't exist, because it can't be true. And something that can't be true doesn't exist." She mopped the perspiration off her forehead. She cleaned her glasses and put them on again. It really was there after all. In the middle of the cobweb, on her floor cloth, lay a tiny vampire, fast asleep. Mrs. Lizzie took the floor cloth between two fingers and put it on top of her coal box. The vampire went on sleeping. There was a knock at the door of the flat. Outside stood Mrs. Anna, and behind her came her fox terrier, Flocky.
"Good evening, Mrs. Lizzie," said Mrs. Anna. "How nice to see you home again. What was the resort like? Did it do you good?"
Flocky's nostrils widened. He pushed his way past Mrs. Anna, put his tail between his legs, and started howling. Mrs. Lizzie stammered,
"Resort? What resort?" "Oh, the health resort."
Flocky was howling so loudly that Mrs. Anna couldn't hear a word anyway. She bent down, patted him, and said,
"Flocky, how can you be so silly? This is Mrs. Lizzie, who always gives you such lovely bones. You know Mrs. Lizzie, Flocky.